All right, folks, welcome to This Bitch Podcast. The two ladies, well, let's just say they've been seeing some men. And you've been wondering out there in the comments section what's going on with their weight. Well, here's the reason. They're both got jizzed inside of, and now they're making babies inside their bodies. Here they are, folks. Was I not supposed to reveal it?
It's all right. They're going to know eventually.
Oh, God. Yeah, here they are. Oh, my Lord.
It's true. The rumors are true. We've seen on YouTube that you guys have been saying we're pregnant. We've been gaining weight, and we are in love.
Like a hentai porn, they made them last night, folks.
We are pregnant. Oh, let me take this off. God damn.
Take what off?
My
your scrunchie?
My jacket. Scrunchie.
Oh, mine's kicking. I need some Red Bull.
Is this how it feels? Oh, my God. It's true. We've been looking at the comments.
Welcome to This Bitch. With Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. Buzz, buzz, buzz. We're at the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
I'm Sarah Weinberg.
And here's our baby daddy, Josh. Josh got us pregnant. The rumors are true. We are sober.
That's the rumor? I did it?
Yeah, the rumors are true. Josh
God
got us pregnant.
Damn.
We wanted to do it at the same time.
Fuck.
Aw, let's touch our bellies.
Okay.
Josh got us both pregnant. Ooh. Here we go. Careful, careful.
Oh.
There's children in there.
Down low.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, now shake that ass for me.
They love this, for the record.
You waited so long.
We are pregnant. It's true.
You're at the perfect age to get pregnant and be like, this is so sexy.
We're making jokes like we're teenagers that are pregnant. It's like people are like, yeah, go
You're
do
40.
It. Please, go. Stop doing fucking bits on the podcast. Do we have any more kombucha?
Kombucha? What, that's a June shine?
Yeah, the June shine.
Sorry if I name branded it.
I have half of one here, but I'd love to crack down another.
I mean, if you have any beer.
Do we do the intro?
We did the intro.
We have some June shine.
Biz, 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 whatever, we did it.
Buzz, buzz, we buzzed.
I can't believe we can hear each other and talk to each other.
Oh my God, we had a hell of an episode. This one's going to come out first, so they're not going to know, but
what?
The next episode coming out.
Insane.
Give them a little teaser.
I mean, folks, it wasn't smart to release this one first.
Why?
Why?
I'm drunk already. I'm
going to
talk about it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
One thing that...
I'm going to let things slip, you know?
Let
things crack.
I didn't sign an NDA. Maybe, got these two pregnant.
He can't keep it inside. Maybe he's boiling to let it out.
Oh, no, don't do that.
We timed it on purpose. We're going to have a maternity shoot
Are you
together.
Drunk?
Yeah, I'm definitely drunk. I'm
what?
Slurring. My child's kicking. What didn't I drink? I had two white Russians.
Do you have a vape?
I do. A weed one?
Whatever. Whatever.
Mama needs her vape.
Whatever will make me stop feeling this
anything,
little shit that's kicking inside
for
of me.
My baby and her.
Thank you, baby daddy, for
the,
vaping
in
me
the
up.
Vessel, my dream vessel to
here?
Carry my oh. baby.
Am Did I you call me your dream vessel?
Am I your dream vessel?
That's a good one.
I like that. Oh, I wouldn't have put a baby inside you if you weren't my other dream vessel. So, I go to sleep every night, baby. New dream every day.
Josh getting us pregnant.
Not Daddy Potter.
Not Daddy Roach.
Got a lot of vessels out there.
So how'd you get us pregnant? Tell them the story about how
Sex.
This happened.
We had passionate love.
All three of us? What was
no,
the story behind
nights.
It? How did it happen?
Separate nights. They
tell
didn't
them.
Know about
tell
it.
Us
people.
First. It doesn't need to be a secret.
I don't like to disclose those things.
I was first.
Why is there just heavy
Kim's a
so?
Follower.
Yeah. I'll let him cut.
I'll let him shoot up my club.
And I said, just shoot up whatever's left over in me. I'm Puerto Rican. I don't need much.
Well,
give me what you got left after pregnanting the old Jew. And give me the leftovers.
I do always make the second one feel best, I say. I saved the good stuff for you.
Oh, now I'm saving this good stuff for me.
This is all his
The bad stuff.
Yeah, I got the
That's a gut full of bad stuff.
You know when you pull a box out of the attic and you blow the dust off, you go.
No.
So
sorry.
We're gonna have margaritas.
I don't know how we're gonna get past this episode. We got drunk before the episode. We could say that.
Ooh, la la. Who's this for? I'm gonna take this off.
You know, my goodness, McKenna. McKenna was a bartender.
God bless you, McKenna.
Thank you, McKenna.
And you could tell because this
I'm
looks
so
fucking
glad
incredible.
We didn't make Kim make them while she's blind or something. You know, like some
pregnant.
Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Who would? No. That's this is not a pregnant woman's
God
job.
Bless
a pregnant
you,
woman's job is to drink. So
yes.
Let's cheers to our babies.
Cheers to our babies.
Our healthy babies.
New life.
New life. New love.
New love.
New adventure.
Get
new
them
family.
Nice and drunk. That's what I like my babies to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's moving around a little too much for me. I like to drown him out with a little tequila.
Slow him down a little bit.
I don't like to feel a kick, so I'm going to stop it.
Slow my baby down a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Get
I don't really love to feel a kick.
I don't like them crawling too much when they come out.
Oh,
so.
No, sweetie.
Drink up.
So drink up, sweetie. Get it down and get around. Oh, man.
I don't think my mom did coke when she was pregnant, but I think she did it close.
Why?
Close to when she was pregnant? You got like
because my mother got arrested while she was pregnant with me, and I
what?
Think it was for possession.
Whoa, that's a big reveal. I wasn't ready for that.
She wouldn't say. She said it was a bar scuffle, and I go, still.
Wait, she got into a fight when she was pregnant with you?
That's what she's claiming.
But she was
yayed
out.
Why would you go to jail while she's pregnant?
No, they'll jail pregnant women.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. They'll let you have your baby in there.
I thought she was.
Got out of the slammer last night.
Honey, I was in the slammer just... I was in the slammer just that Tuesday. I went... You want to put me in a slammer? I went down to Mico, Florida. I went to this place called Outriggers. It used to be had of a different name, but times have changed. And I went.
This is my new smart child.
I went and found my ex-boyfriend Rick.
I'm the favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
That's how I'm ranking them now. I'm listening to them talk, and I'm going, which one's going to come out better?
Well, I got the good stuff. Don't forget.
I gave you the good batch, but. Whatever's in there is another story.
This one's whirling around. This thing's got a fucking a stomach made of Teflon already.
We don't know what egg it came across. You know what I'm saying?
This is a hybrid. This is a half.
Do you guys worry about the eggs?
My what? Eggs?
Why did you ask us about our eggs when we're already pregnant?
Sorry.
No, they're working fine.
Everything is fine. Doesn't this look good?
No, dude, I'm not worried about my eggs.
Do you think it was one of the last ones?
Oh, God. Not the last egg crack.
Stop.
Not...
Get it. It's getting too real. Does anyone have a tissue?
Do you have a vape?
I start crying.
Yeah. I'm getting emotional because I'm pregnant. My
She's
tits
hormonal.
Are sore.
They're what?
My tits are sore.
I'm craving pizza.
I'm craving a pizza and some pickle and mustard, Daddy.
Daddy, I want some ice cream.
Can I tell you this?
What?
I have a friend, one of my best friends. He has an actual pregnancy, like, fetish. This would not, he would not be able to function
in this
environment.
Room?
Yeah.
Your friend?
He'd be nutting all over the walls looking at your unborn kin.
There was a girl. There was a, like a chuckle fucker.
Fully ignores the character.
No, I was lost in my own memory.
Answers me.
There was a, yeah, no, I'm answering you as if you were the character.
Okay.
My pregnant wife of one of two. I'm a Mormon. It's big love up in here.
Let's like pretend like we're taking a maternity photo with Potter real quick.
We did that already.
We did not
throw
the camera.
That's all Sarah wants to be pregnant for is
the maternity
photo.
Shoot.
She just wants
the shoot.
It's the one photo shoot that is elusive to Sarah. She hasn't been able to.
It's the one she hasn't done.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's pull up all the ones she's rogue photo shoot she's done.
Sarah's
she's
done
been in
all
a banana suit. She's in, look at her. Oh my God. She can't wait to get it done.
I have to do one like this. Hold on.
Well, what the hell?
No, stand up straight.
I got a little jealous, like I just found out it's happening.
Like
the
this.
Fuck?
Is he kissing my belly?
This is kind of romantic. Wait, it's kind of cute. Why is it hitting? Hey, where's my baby daddy?
I'll come over there. Come on, bring him over here.
Okay. Josh is rubbing on each of our bellies. Josh,
all right, rubbing. If you need a stand-in for your maternity shoot, I'm your boy. If you can't find the baby daddy or he's otherwise incarcerated, I can stand in. Photoshop his face over mine. I'll wear a green mask.
I'll tell you, the pregnancy makes your tits look smaller.
Yeah, this I don't one. Like it.
I don't appreciate this little shit taking away the my attention titties. From my money makers.
They'll grow when the milk comes.
Oh.
I don't know why I said it in Western. I've been talking
about it. Put his hat on backwards. All of a sudden, he went full Fred Durst.
That was
Durst.
For the
Oh, no,
shoot.
Not Daddy Durst.
That was for the photo shoot.
No.
Can look extra hats. Like, yeah, the formal.
He's like, yeah, I got them both knocked up.
This is like one of those baby showers that are unhinged. You're like, who's the dad? There's
honestly,
two moms.
If I got them both knocked up, I'd kind of be a G. I mean, right?
Like, yeah, dude. If you got us both knocked up at the same time.
And we're on a podcast and it's their podcast. I'm like.
Well, can you, Josh, you did get us knocked up. I don't know why you're trying to disassociate from your children. It kind of makes me nervous that you do that. But
yeah, like, are you going to be around?
Are you going to be around?
When you don't need money.
What? Hold on. We
you
gotta
guys make
subscribe
money, right?
to our Patreon.
Oh my god, a pregnancy yeah. photo shoot.
Oh my god. Like I said, my friend would sign up.
We're both liking
That's,
this.
Honest to God, they really like the fact that they wanna be hot pregnant people.
We do. We are hot pregnant people.
No, you
we are
but
pregnant.
You wanna get a bit you're like, breed me daddy so that you can
Breed me, daddy.
You spilled it?
No. It's the Kahlua's fine. Don't
you
worry.
You knocked it over.
You moved real fast, though, when that Kahlua, when the
well,
glass
I don't
clinkles,
like anything spilled,
Josh.
You know?
Brinkles.
I hear no.
I don't
know. Brinkles? What the hell?
I don't know. When the glass crinkles, Josh Brinkles. You know the old
Dr.
thing.
Dr. Seuss.
Okay, Josh, tell them about the night that you seduced us.
I mean, you really want me to do this bit.
Well,
you, that's
first,
the second time you brought it around, and I go, I avoided
first.
It last time, and now I got to get into detail. I
yeah, I
want to like,
know what happened. What happened? What
I
were we doing
their,
that
I
this happened?
I ate their pussies for hours.
No,
and
not
they
like
told
that.
Me, and they said,
not like
make
that.
A baby in me.
Not
You've
like
eaten
that.
My pussy so long.
Before that part. Before you ate our pussies for hours.
After you ate
oh,
our
the
pussies.
Seduction
before.
Part.
Oh. What happened that we were friends,
he
dude?
Me
the
Arby's.
Dude, we were all because... Listen,
I know. I know exactly
jarring.
What you're asking. It was just another night of some dildo being like, kick rocks, girl. And I was like, I'll hold your stuff. And then they said, all right, come on in.
Yeah.
And then I ate their, I told you that part.
For
right?
hours.
Hours.
It was the longest pussy
said,
eating I ever had.
But we
and
were
then
not in
said,
the same room, just to be
no,
clear.
This,
no, he'd go from
this
one
is
room
literally
to
just two different
like,
instances.
Get my sister after you're done with me.
This is 2 weeks apart.
No, it wasn't. It was the same night, you drunk. It
two
was the
weeks
same
apart,
night.
I thought. Same night? All right.
That hallway was big. It must have felt like a 2 week walk
I
when
mean,
you were eating her, then eating me, then eating
the
her.
The sun was up. Yeah, I mean, hell. I was eating them both for hours. I thought it was different days. I had no idea. And then
this is so unhinged.
Finally, I came. I finally came into both of them when the sun was up.
Why is he smiling so much? He'd made a homemade fire and everything.
I did. I did that. As it was, she's painting more of a picture than I ever would have. And I was like, all right, we're moving
rug.
On, right? And she goes, no. Tell us how you did it.
You pulled it out, then what? Well, then we got pregnant. He roamed from room to room.
And I said, if mama's pregnant, then
mommy's
going to have to be pregnant too.
And I said, you better squirt as much in her as you squirted in me.
Jesus, Lord.
You better share that squirt. You better. I want 50-50 squirt on us, right? It's
not fair. Do you like rubbing it? I'm getting off on rubbing my own belly.
No.
Yeah.
It is kind of nice place to have like your hands rest somewhere. Like,
literally on the way here, Sarah goes,
on my belly.
I don't know if I want one. And now she's literally put one on her body.
This is every bit we've ever done. She doesn't know. And then when we do it, look how fully into it. She has her vape resting on her belly and her
oh
pregnant
my God,
stomach.
That's so
I wonder
funny.
If I can have my kombucha. Sarah. Oh, hell yeah.
Did
Sarah,
you even
look.
Know you did that?
Sarah, look.
Yeah. You didn't know.
Yes, no, I did.
Honey, I'll keep my spare booch there.
You guys, I call that nature's shelf.
This is doing something to my ovaries
nature's
now,
bar
now that
shelf.
They're like putting the vapes and the booch
nature's
on there.
Nature's bar shelf. Can we look up the first trimester, the trimesters of pregnancy?
Can we look up the effects of vaping on pregnancy?
Oh, yeah, let's look up
I
the effects
what
of vaping.
Does vaping actually, I've never
it
seen a study on it. Does
effects
it say?
Effects of vaping on a baby.
Does it say you can't vape? I bet moms vape.
You know, honey,
much,
I think we should all go get x-rays after this.
Now, let's give it a week.
Blood work so I can see if my baby will be...
low developmental problems like a small head.
It is might be vaping? Because I have the cleft lip. It's going to be on me.
Not that cleft lip being
one
on you.
One bloom too many, honey.
Do you think people who do have babies blame shit like that on the other one? They go... Well, that's you.
Yeah. I can see
I would do that.
I would do that.
If it came out and it was like doing something, like, that's your fucking mom.
Yeah.
I don't like that about our baby daddy.
You gotta vet it out.
He's already pissed about the things that baby does that remind him of us.
You have nice parents.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about yours.
Oops.
What's going on over here?
What, with Grandpa and Grammy?
I don't know Grandpa that well.
Well, Pop Pirate's out in the ocean right now.
That's true. That just my child comes out and just swash swimming away.
Oh, yeah.
You're like that.
Yeah, I'm a swimmer.
Yeah, in the water. She loves the water.
When did you see me in the water?
I never seen you, but you talk about it all the time.
She gets off on water. Yeah. One thing about mommy, she loves the water.
The land. I feel like the land is
I'm not come to a swim, so what?
She hates the land.
A good wave will
I
make her.
I hate the land. Catch me in the ocean. Like, yeah, catch me drifting, crazy. And this is all you see sticking out.
Let's just say, folks, she brought something from the ocean for the forthcoming episodes and was walking around with it like it was
a pet kitten,
like a purse. I mean, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
we're in the Comedy Store.
I think every time Josh mentions the other episode, you guys take a drink or something.
Oh, that's funny. That's fun. Every time you mention the next episode,
drunk and
Xavier,
pregnant.
You don't have to dare me to drink.
Oh no, he's going to tell the whole episode now.
What are we, 14? Yeah.
He's going to relive exactly what happened every moment of it. Sarah cannot
stop. Are
these
a sponsor?
I got to tell you, Sarah can't stop rubbing her stomach. No, they're not.
No, she's loving it, by the way. Get in the camera.
No, and bring Josh is kind of loving it too, to be honest. When he does dad
mode. I want
to
have a baby also. But not like, I mean, it's not like...
Well, hold on. Don't forget about me now. Now you just can't... What, you got a white girl pregnant, now you forgot about me? No, honey, this is all of us.
This child is going to be my meal ticket. I'm going to get EBT.
One, two, three, cousins.
I'm going to get EBT from this one, and I'm going to get a trust fund from that one.
I can't even spell EBT.
This one's the will... This one's the Doberman.
Oh, I thought the way. Where the there's government. A will, there's a way.
I like
I'm
the
double
will.
Dipping into private equity and our taxpayer money.
Well, I'm dipping into more kombucha.
The baby's kicking a little
sorry. Cleft lipped incoming. Can I hear your vape?
I'm not going to have a cleft lipped baby.
Yes, because we've been vaping, Potter.
Where's your vape?
You've been vaping.
We're all pregnant together.
Oh yeah, you also have been vaping.
You're
I thought
also
you were
pregnant,
pure.
Potter,
yeah, but you're.
See, it's not just a woman's thing; it's a man thing too. You're 50% responsible.
Yeah,
for
I
this.
Didn't make a cleft baby.
You're 50% responsible for both of us. You're 100% responsible for this.
Nope.
Yes, you
my
can't bake a cake without
pure.
The batter. We yeah. needed the batter.
My
from
batter
our...
is pure. The flour's garbage, evidently from vapes. Soiled. Flour from vaping.
My baby's gonna have extra strong lungs from the vape.
Here, baby, take a hit.
Will you vape?
not the hiccups.
Give your baby
baby the vitamins.
Give him a suck it in more for him. You gotta suck it in extra for him. Go.
Yeah, the people on the comment section go. Says you're not giving the baby all its.
I saw him one. Rise.
I'm trying to get a clefty.
A clefty?
Mine's going to be cleft-handed, if you know what I mean.
Is that what happens, though, when they vape, is cleft palate?
We Googled it.
What else were the effects?
The is that on the... Well, it was on the list.
Cleft was the least of the worries once you see the full
the
list.
The small head concerned
stillborn.
Me.
The small head like Zika? Remember that?
Zika clefty?
Remember the Zika virus?
You don't vape when you're pregnant, you guys. It's bad.
You got to get off of it.
Low
the
birth
Zika
weight.
Virus was crazy. Can we acknowledge that?
Yeah.
The Zika virus was like, if you go to Rio de Janeiro and a mosquito bites you, you're going to have a baby with a small head.
Is that what it was? If you got bit by a rogue mosquito, your baby would come out fucked up?
You're going to get the Zikas.
Are there Zika?
And there is bitches still
And then they
going.
Were like, you know
They're
what?
Like,
we're
I want to have a pina colada on the
No,
beach.
The world was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have the Olympics there.
No.
Yeah, and everyone was like, well, I get the Zikas.
You guys, I'm just casually rubbing it.
No, I know. It's...
That's what I do. I get drunk and talk about Zika virus.
Oh, God. Daddy Durst is drunk again. No. Daddy Durst done drank again, and he's talking about Zeke.
Let me tell you about that Zika virus back in 2012. Back in 2012. It was a real menace. We didn't want to send our best.
Are there Zika mosquitoes in the United States?
They're all in Rio de Janeiro.
We never got Zika tested, honey.
We got tested for other things. Well, we don't have chlamydia and we don't have gonorrhea.
That was
so
before.
If we have a bit of Zika, it'll be fine.
That was before we were pregnant, Shank. Things change.
How often do you get tested?
Oh, well, I'm in a relationship now. Yes, so
I know, yeah, but did you before?
Yeah.
Right before I got in the relationship, I said, run the panel, take the blood.
Actually, right before.
Panel, run the jewels.
Dude, truly, before I got in a relationship, I went to the doctor. I said, give me it all, including HIV.
Yeah.
Test it.
Take my blood.
I want to know I'm 100%.
That's a line from The Negotiator from Samuel L. Jackson.
Take my blood.
You want my blood? Take my blood. But he was talking about snipers on a rooftop. You were talking about
a gynecologist.
Yeah, a gynecologist.
Take my blood. I'm getting jizzed in for the next few years.
Fucked up.
What?
I went to get a chiropractic adjustment.
The rubbing is doing.
I'm scared that I'm going to drink all of it and it'll be gone.
We'll get another.
Oh my God, Kim.
Right?
This is pathetic. This,
well, I'm drinking pathetic. I'm really downing this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you pregnant or are you not pregnant?
I didn't know you were drinking.
Oh, honey. I just gave him one.
I mean,
he's full.
Can I have my mark?
I'm going to fucking, I have a show later.
And we all have shows here tonight, don't we?
It's not here.
The show must go
on. My show's not here. It was on a patio and I thought it was raining and I go, that's going to be.
Look, they're both talking at the same time. They don't even hear each other talking.
That's because we don't have headphones.
Oh.
And she was, nothing's right. I'm torn for like 7 hours.
Drink. He told a little bit of the next pod.
I felt like I was back in Joshua Tree on acid again.
You guys are going to see a little bit of Josh Potter in the next few episodes. We've kind of made this bitch a Josh Potter series. No, we love you, and the fans love you.
Sorry, I'm everywhere now.
Yeah, honey, you're going to see a lot more Josh, you guys. Get
I'm
used
sick
to
of me,
it.
Too.
Little baby Josh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a couple coming out.
Yeah, me too.
I would be the best dad ever.
Tell him how you got us pregnant again.
Tell about the night that
I'm gonna have a girl over here, boy. What if they're both twins? Ugh.
No! Oh my God, if there's two.
There's
in
not
here,
enough. I hope you guys like ramen noodles.
My breast is getting milkier by the moment.
Oh boy. I hope they like Hormel chili.
All right, let's see. What are the most athletic pregnant women in
history?
It is
like baby food. What's that?
Should we try being healthy while we're pregnant?
Leaning into being fun, Mom.
When are you guys shooting your specials? Because every pregnant.
We want to do it during birth. During birth. During, we're going to do the first childbirth special.
Oh, my God, Kim.
The second.
Kim, that is so genius. So then I said.
So then I said. Yeah, the keys, valet. I said the key.
You guys like getting your dick sucked? That's what I thought.
Yeah. So then I said, test them, and if
get
it's syphilis.
Get pregnant just to do that, please.
So then I said.
Get pregnant just to be like.
Not the legs on the table.
Just be like, peanut butter and jelly.
The spread
is
legs.
So, I mean, is that dessert or is it a sandwich? And then you're like pregnant, you're having a baby.
So then I said.
You gotta do that.
So we're not okay, people.
So,
we're all
so then I
Ill.
Says during gonna, childbirth is fucked.
Dude.
Kim. I will say if there's something
have
weird in
ever,
my crotch that
you,
I'm sitting in wet dough from the last episode.
You,
so it's not
you
cum.
You brought up the laughter.
Fuck.
If you.
But if there is cum in my crotch, it's dough. One more drink.
You have to get pregnant just to do this, and you have to do the most mundane subject matter.
Oh my God, there's dough on the seat.
Have you ever.
Had
while
airplane
being
food?
Pregnant, while giving birth, while being up in this. Have you ever gone to the mall? Like, I mean, anything.
Don't you hate it?
Dude. Okay, where it's crowding. You'd be like, Sephora is so crazy. You're just like, Sephora.
Does it have hair? I hate Ralph.
You don't even acknowledge it.
Yeah, you don't even like, acknowledge it.
I was on the subway once.
Oh, my God. So I'm dating someone new.
Oh, my God. It's okay. We're going to have a good
Can
baby.
We watch? You know what? Maybe I found out what I remember what Hers. I wanted to see.
We're having a good baby.
Baby chiropracting when they're swinging them in the air.
He this just one's told me.
Gonna be baby chiropractors where they're swinging word. Him.
He
like,
just
look
told
up.
Me he loves my baby more.
Ours will be smart. Ours will be strong.
I like that.
Not Potter the politician.
Not my strong boy.
Ours will be smart. Ours will be strong.
Like it could head up but a Buick? Yeah. like what kind of strong? Like, we're going to have to parent for life strong?
Either yeah. way, strong.
Like, we're going to have to outlive this thing to take care of it strong.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I hope the government steps in
well,
strong.
Honey, I don't know why you're over there rubbing your belly like you're not in this with me. You're raising my baby.
Family.
Look at this, baby chiropractic. Can we turn? This is a baby doing chiropractic.
This is what wait. That's not a real baby.
That's
is
a
it?
Newborn, I swear to God.
Is that a doll?
That's why they do baby gymnastics in Russia. No, that's a real baby.
No, they're going to take your channel. Your channel is gone. This is going to remove your channel.
Xavier, will we play it? Put something over the baby.
Xavier, you know, the channel's dead now, right?
Look at the baby swinging.
Xavier, you've been on YouTube a few times.
You know that since we started the podcast,
no,
I haven't stopped rubbing my belly.
Look at this.
This is the baby.
That's a real life baby.
Yeah, I'm disgusted.
That feels like
it makes me feel gross. I can't believe I'm watching.
Dude, what?
I don't like this at all. Xavier, the channel
lady?
Is gone.
The
channel's
feral.
Nuked. We're done. What? You're going to put that first?
Yeah.
Before the other one?
Yeah.
The other one's going to get your channel nuked. This one's going to get your channel double nuked. No one's going to even see what we just did for the last time, which was a lot, folks. I'm going to drink, but let me just say. I planned this.
You guys, my baby's Daddy elbow is in my lung right now.
That was my fault.
That
good
ever
job
happened?
With the tablecloth.
Sarah's making up fake body parts to be in her lung.
My baby's
so
elbow
sorry.
Is in my lung right now.
Not the baby's elbow in her lung.
It's so
Listen,
uncomfortable.
That was more of a blind move than it was a...
Drunk dad
move. I was reaching
Is this
for
what
this
you're
going
to do when our baby's born? You're going to get spilling drinks at the bar?
No, that's what I'll
talking
say,
Talking to girls
though.
Named
I'll
McKenna.
I'll use blind as an excuse. Like I just did now. Really, I was
drunk. I've seen you do that in Mafia a few times, and
like,
I go, stop giving him the blind thing.
I pistol whipped our child because I couldn't see.
He does the blind thing when we play Mafia. He's like, how could I see? I'm blind. Everyone's like, yeah, true. And I go, he can see. He's fooling you. He does this thing where he like pretends he's more blind than he
Let's
is.
Let's just say, folks, watch the next episode just to see how good I am blind.
He's amazing.
Well, honey,
blind.
I'll tell you what, he can hit a cum target.
That's how I knew he was going to be my baby's daddy. I said he doesn't even need sight
well,
to
that's
handle
really what
a
I,
knife.
Can we get real for a moment?
Oh, and, drink. You teased it. You teased the pot.
Can we get real? Drink. I can't. I have nothing left. Oh, I'm sorry, McKenna. It was a wonderful drink, and I appreciate you making them, and I'm sorry.
We're going to need to run around, McKenna.
I'm sorry that I spilled it.
Get my bubba daddy in another room.
Another bubba daddy in another room.
Let me just say, my blind thing isn't a genetic thing, so if you think, like, I can't breed this man...
Oh, because you don't want your baby to be blind.
That's it's what not. Girls think.
It's no, not. His mom got in a bar fight when she was pregnant with him and someone poked
no,
her stomach.
I was born premature.
Whereas I
so
was.
I'm blind from that.
Born how many months premature?
A lot. And I am good I'm good blind. It's not a genetic thing.
No, he's great blind. I saw the way he cut a lemon blind. And
my cum
next episode,
is strong.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, I'll attest to that cum being strong.
I mean, they're doing a bit, but I'm telling you, ladies. Please don't be non.
Well, look how he turns. He can't even focus when Sarah stands up with the belly. Josh wants to be a dad just as much as we want to be a mom.
No,
and it's actually
disgusting.
Really sad for the three.
It's actually just,
what we're doing is
we
drunk,
got drunk
comics.
We decided to get drunk and make everyone sad today.
One day we'll have a family.
One day we'll have a family, but till then, this is it, buddy.
I'm going to go buy my PS5 later and live my Peter Pan life.
No.
If you want to play Warzone later, I'll be on.
You guys got Helldivers?
Oh, I do have Helldivers.
Oh, shit. McKenna, no. I'm just kidding. Where's the drink?
Here,
McKenna, we don't have three Future Pod references now.
I know.
I think I'm going to get a manicure after this. Do you want to
tonight?
Yeah, and I'm gonna have some sushi too.
The butter?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yeah.
God, you are.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting a manicure. I'm definitely not getting a manicure. She can go hammered to get a manicure in her pregnancy suit. I'm going to go nap.
This bitch diet smoke with melatonin blends for sleep and caffeine blends on the go. Elevate any vibe with diet smoke. I have had diet smoke and I made two babies inside two beautiful women. You want to make babies and beautiful women? Get the diet smoke in your jizzes. Blasting, my friend. That's my personal endorsement. They even we. It's so good. They even have weed sommeliers who are on call 24/7. You want to call them up?
Family.
They're there 24/7.
Get your
all
family.
All the time. I called them. I said, I just had two beautiful women. What do I do? And they said to me, to answer any questions and help, you get the perfect. We are going to, if you're an advanced player, experience. Users love the Delta 9 high. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. I don't even want to.
Is that diet smoke? I always love a man.
I want to tell you more about diet smoke before I go to bed. I don't even want to f*** these girls. I want to tell you about
We're
diet smoke.
Pregnant.
That's how much I like it.
We're already pregnant.
If you're an advanced player, experienced users love the Delta 9 high for when they want to function but can't melt into the couch. You don't want to do that. Delta 8 gummies are great for New Year's. They got Delta 9s, Delta 8s. I don't even know what's going on. Here's the verbatim. Diet Smoke is so confident in their gummies, they'll let you try them for free. That's right, for free. Exclusive to This Bitch listeners, go to dietsmoke.com/free. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and free pack will arrive to your door in just a couple of days. Don't settle for less. Join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit dietsmoke.com/free today and get your free gummies and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss.
Hurry, big clits kicking.
Oh, my Lord, McKenna. You did not have
Well, we'll
to
be
that.
Here.
That's
we'll be
not
here.
What I was saying.
Shout out to McKenna, everybody. You guys see the light up in the comments. Stop sexualizing McKenna. Unless yeah. Do you like it or no?
No.
I mean, you know, I'm happy that they're nice about it. I'm like, call me fat. Thick is fine.
Wait, what?
They didn't. No one called you fat, honey.
They've
the
been
comment...
calling us pregnant for weeks.
Sweetie.
They were rat.
You want to see fat? You should check out the size of my... No, they love her in the comments. They're like, more, drop more things. They're like begging for her to
like,
come back.
McKenna, come back. Yeah. What's McKenna's handle?
What's McKenna's handle?
That's what they said.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm wasted.
I'm wasted. I've been fucked up on Flight Simulator and landed planes. So
have
I
you? Could you confidently, if someone was like, the pilots are dead. We need one man.
I would step in there.
If they said we need at least someone who's played Flight Simulator.
Yeah,
you would confidently?
Go, yes. Mm-hmm. As long as the instruments are intact. If they go like, you can't take the flaps to 60 degrees, I'd be like, I guess I'm fucked, guys. Who can anyone do it without the flaps? And then some fighter pilot guy would get in there and be like, I'm a man or whatever. And he'd be like, you know, but I would know the steps. I know the steps.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I know where to put the flaps.
You can touch your belly.
I know the drag of a landing gear.
Daddy Dirk is getting a little, what was his name?
Sorry, am I drunk right now? Yeah.
Are you drunk?
Yes.
Hell yeah, we're going to have cleft palate babies.
Cleft palate.
We're not.
Oh, God, I can't.
This is unhinged.
Where should we go with these? Where's the funniest place we could go with wearing these pregnancy
dolls?
A bar.
Or a dispensary.
Oh my God. If you went to a bar and ordered a drink, Sarah, and you're like dressed. Did you know you're going to be pregnant today?
She keeps the possibility open for anything.
Sarah has already a section, a wing of her closet that is like for pregnancy.
Yeah, she would.
Breastfeeding.
For breastfeeding. She has a pump in her closet waiting to be pumped. She's the only girl I know that's not pregnant that has a pump.
It's true.
Waiting to be pumped. Sometimes she suctions her nipples just to prepare them.
Just to induce.
Induce the pregnancy. Somewhere your boyfriend wakes up and he goes, oh, should I fuck her? I feel like I should. You're like, meh, meh, meh.
Sarah, I was in your bathroom and I found a they call a scaffold or whatever.
Hey, Sarah, I stuck my dick in this. Is that fine? It was sucking. Not you using a nipple sucker dry to induce.
To induce.
What okay. are, okay, I'm drunk.
When I ask, I don't even know what else to say anymore.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
I saw a girl
looking
who had
for that lost shaker of salt.
She's
salt,
not even
motherfucking salt. What?
She's not even wearing the headphones anymore. She's just singing. I'm not even gonna say what I was about to say.
My son need a new pappy. Too many. Where the at? I'm trying to get my coochie scratched. Yeah, I'm trying to get my coochie stretched. You know the redheads do the best. I like my white man with a check. All my white women give me neck.
This is the most unhinged episode.
I'm tired. I can't believe we have to work tonight.
Well, the next month for
I have
you
to
folks
finish moving.
Is going to be exciting.
Oh, boy. Who's
the next
Should
month?
Do we have a baby shower? Combined.
I think this is the baby shower.
It would honestly be.
Venmo me at Sarah-Winecheck if you want me to get a nice stroller for my baby.
Hey, I would like to. I dry suck my own nip until it's time as well.
May I say,
please,
though?
Please subscribe to our Patreons.
Listen.
Time is a running out.
Listen, if I got both of them pregnant for real.
He keeps saying that.
How much of a G would I? I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, yeah, I have two kids from both Sarah and Kim. I wouldn't even like be perplexed in any way.
You would be actually stressed. We'd be so annoying.
If it was one or the other, I would probably be stressed. If it's both of them, I'm like, I think I'm so cool.
No, if this was for real, if this was our family pod.
This is our family
God.
Pod.
Not her dress phone.
Welcome to Thanksgiving, bitch.
I would be the best dad, and I could very well run a cult. That's what it feels like.
I feel like I'm Papa a cult
Potter.
Wife.
Passively run a cult. I could do that.
The passive cult leader.
Right, just go, leave me alone. And everybody just is like,
they follow you.
We need you.
But please. Yeah. But you were sent from God, we heard.
Papa Potter.
Papa Potter.
Papa needs to watch St. Mary's against Grand Canyon in March Madness.
You're doing, you're betting on Bet DSI.
I'm betting. Is that your sponsor?
No.
Okay, because I would have said I bet on them if it was.
No. What's but unless sponsor? They want a sponsor.
I do bet on a app, yeah. I don't know why you named a specific app.
Like it's that. Only one I know.
Well, yeah, no, I bet
They're
on
doing a great job marketing.
Sorry, I'm trying to have a clap.
Oh, DraftKings?
I'm actually betting on which one of you is going to give birth first.
Oh.
Plus 200 over here.
What's your... Oh, yeah, she's inducing with a vape right now.
No, she'll be later.
Well, hers is going to count much smaller. It'll come out with a sneeze.
That's why she's plus 200. Yeah. Everyone thinks she's later because she's caressing it. She's wearing the dresses. You,
yeah.
On the other hand.
I'm going to sneeze and this thing's going to fly. Cover your margarita because your son's coming.
She wants it out. Yeah. You're more
I'm
of a
girl.
You're more of a storm. Yeah. She is a serene pasture.
I don't know why you look at. She's vaping and drunk, and why are you calling her a serene peasant? She's hammered. She's blackout. She owns a grill.
She's gonna go in a field and just take pictures next to a bucket that has hay in it.
A bucket. A horse is gonna kiss her belly in the paternity shoot.
Yeah, it'll
she
be
keeps
like
standing up and doing this, dude. She's feeling herself more and more in the dress.
Can you, Xavier, green screen?
I think the belly
that she's feeding a carrot to.
Okay.
You don't know what it's like to be
when
deaf.
I was deaf.
You motherfuckers.
If I had it, I just know. I just go, hey, yeah, it's okay. I talk like this normally.
Yeah. I would just talk lower knowing that I'd
see
be louder.
The
not
so
me.
I'll just talk in here.
I'll
like
talk
this.
Louder knowing that I'm deaf.
Yeah, you were like, I have to talk over Natalie Imbruglia. You said that. You said out loud, I have to talk over her. I go,
it's like, no, you don't.
You can't hear her.
It's just you.
You just can hear her. It's okay.
You do.
He loves mine more.
Honey, the song's not the only thing that's going to be torn soon.
He loves mine more.
I don't give a fuck. I hope yours dies.
This one
could have a
will be my soldier. This one will be my saint.
This one, I'm aborting this one tomorrow.
You can't. It's too late.
Watch.
I will get a lot of, I'll get a bag.
I'm gutting myself.
I'll get a bag. You'll go to
jail.
You're
going to carry the baby in a bag after I abort it?
No, I'll get a bag.
Oh, I thought you were going to save it.
Because I'll sue you.
Potter's going to sue you if you abort your baby. He just threatened litigation
you
on you.
Uh-oh. She's like, I made a baby with Josh Potter. I got to kill it. And I go, don't you dare.
I didn't even know he could see my pussy hole.
Do I have rights? Do I even have rights at that point?
Yeah, paternal rights.
Fathers have rights too.
I don't know what they do.
Fathers are people too.
Fathers are people too, Josh.
What a message. This podcast.
We're positive. We like fathers here.
We
Xavier,
do.
Can you Google paternal rights?
Yeah, you have the right to pay my bills left. And take care of
do
my baby.
Margarita?
We only have 10 minutes left, guys. Come on.
Should
Jesus.
I not have
Lord.
One?
No, drink one. I'm on my third boot.
Yeah, one
have
more.
Some of mine.
I'm going to go straight to the manicurist after this.
Are you serious?
Just hang out with us, please, for a little bit. Just
why
do,
can't I envision what my next
because you never hang out with comedians. All you do is drift off to sleep. You show up
well,
and then you
she has a set tonight at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so fuck off.
You have plenty
I'm
of time.
I'm a comedian. I got to sit at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
All right, let's read about biological fathers. As a biological father, you have the right to notice of dependency hearings
well,
and the right to show that you are a presumed father.
Not happening.
Listen, ladies.
You think you want custody of... I'll
can
let
I say,
you have
ladies,
custody.
I am more breedable than I look.
We know. We're both pregnant,
we
dude.
We know.
We're pregnant. You literally ate us out for hours and got us pregnant. Like so we know.
That is how it will go. That is no kayfabe in the whole bit here. That's how it will happen.
Oh fuck! I think that's our podcast.
Oh god, we gotta end. We just got new margaritas.
I mean, we could finish
they just
these margs.
Restored the sound cards.
Do we have time to finish the margs? Yeah. 10 more.
Yeah. How much, Xavier? Come on.
I think realistically, I need 4 more minutes out of you guys.
All right.
That's it?
Yeah.
We've been podcasting for hours.
We've been podcasting for 4
yeah,
hours.
Like,
right?
More yeah, but I'm hitting the groove. This is, we're talking now
no,
as opposed
I,
to before.
You could do
doing,
way more.
What am I,
need
a stunt
four
man?
Minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, can we do like
he said 4 minimum.
Can we
do
20
do
minutes?
Ads
we could
too.
Do whatever we need.
I'll do the ads yeah. with you. Can okay. I mean, I got a whole margarita here.
All right. We'll hang out for 20 more minutes.
Ron, I'm just hitting my stride.
Papa Potter
is not
weed vape. This is how Josh had 2 babies at the same time. He's like, come on.
I'm a broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster by nature, and this is
we
fun.
Are hitting. We are hitting our stride. Our
it's
pregnancy.
Just gotten good. The we're, other shit was dog shit, and you have to edit all that up.
She's spilling on her belly. She's tripping on her belly, drunk from
what
margarita.
What are we gonna name him?
Can I hit your weed vape?
What are we gonna name him?
What
that's
are
fun.
We?
In the slur. Yeah. Oh.
Let's talk names.
Okay, Sarah, you're gonna need a white like.
Am I having a
earthy
girl or
name?
Boy?
Yeah. What are we? Can we do both?
Can
we just say both names?
No, we yes. have to pick genders for... I think we should
I
pick
we
you.
Should pick
as the father, you should pick what gender
no,
each child...
No, I don't like that because we don't know yet. It's fun to be a surprise. We have to pick a name for both genders.
Okay. So I'm going to throw some names out.
Well, we have to come to a compromise, right?
I know, yeah.
And both of us have to come to a compromise.
Oh, yeah, because it's my son, too. Her son is my son.
And daughter. Yes. Daughter.
No,
hold on. Guys,
we
guys,
both,
guys.
We have to come to a compromise in our baby.
I think McKenna has a really good idea. Just say into the microphone.
The mind melding where you look into each other's eyes and try to say the
name.
Same name.
Yes. No, well, it's kind yes. of like that, but a little more passive because we are dealing with a child.
Yeah, but you guys got to look into each other passionately into the eyes and really
are
connect.
Yeah,
and then we'll do
ours
it.
Ours is completely different from ours.
Yeah, of course. It's a different relationship.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm yeah, picking up yeah. what you're putting down.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust
okay.
me.
So,
all right, so you guys look each other deep in the eye.
Boy or girl?
Will we do...
Think about it. Really
do,
feel
let's
it.
Let's do boy, each side boy, each
okay.
side girl.
Okay. Josh
is that crazy?
Liking this too much.
Okay.
No, I just am like, it's a production standpoint. I go,
okay.
This is a fun game show.
Okay. Don't look at the, don't look
what
over
would
here.
We name our baby boy and girl, and what would we name our baby?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
Let's ready? See if you guys can at least get one on the count of three close to each other.
One.
Tell me
wait, what are we
she
doing?
Already has
what
hers picked
gender?
Out. She has a list.
No, she has a list. But what gender?
What gender are you doing first?
Boy.
It's not about guessing.
Let's just see if you get close to the first name at least. Right.
We're doing boy first?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I gotta hear what you say first.
But you gotta say it on the count of three at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
I wanna
yeah,
hear
yeah.
how
ready?
Close they get. One, two,
Josh,
three.
River. Grayson.
River and Grayson. That is-
I said Grayson because I guessed her name. I would never name my kid that.
My name?
Grayson, I like.
No. Oh, her name.
I know she would. Yeah,
I knew you would.
I
like.
Knew she would. I go, Grayson. I go, let's dial it back a little bit. And then I would convince her. I go, it's,
Grayson was
Grayson's
good.
Grayson, get the shit kicked out.
Grayson's a great name.
Grayson Potter?
Okay. We're unhinged. The rails are off. You guys do
Grayson Potter.
You guys do it. She's getting too.
Wait,
the
you guys,
tickles are becoming.
Do you like Grayson
real.
For your son?
I do.
I tickled some fancy in her.
Okay.
That's so funny. How about a girl?
One, two, three.
Stevie. Stevie Rose Potter.
Stevie Rose Potter.
Stevie Rose Potter is good.
My sister's middle name is Rose. That's why I picked it.
Stevie Rose Potter.
I have no name.
Grayson Potter and Stevie Rose.
Unlike Sarah, I don't have a notebook cool of kids. Child's names
you
for
don't?
My feet. No.
Really?
No.
Oh, I have a note.
I kind of feel like when I get pregnant, I want to feel out who the kid is in my stomach and then decide from there.
Not her being intuitive.
Yeah.
No, it is kind of a vibe too.
Yeah, it's like a vibe. Like,
I'm
what
just
are
saying
you?
Names, but it is a vibe.
Okay, so for a boy.
So you and I, ready?
Okay, I know what I would probably like for a boy.
You and I have different kind of things. I mean, like, are you, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Before we go in.
This is going to be racist, I can already tell.
Yep, it was. Okay. It's going to 100% be racist. Okay.
No, I know, I'm self-aware.
Are you picking ethnic names?
No, I mean, not necessarily.
One.
What does that mean?
No, they're not going to be like...
Is it gay that I wanted to pick ethnic names?
No.
I won't, though.
We can.
No,
I'll
but
meet
it
you
wasn't
halfway.
The same vibes as this.
No, no.
You understand.
You're not going to have a Grayson is what we're saying.
Grayson Potter. There's only one Grayson.
There's only one. That's true. There is truly only one Grayson. Grayson Potter is his own entity.
Grayson Potter
is
Stevie
so
Rose.
Funny. Oh my God, dude. That
we
is
named
so
my
funny.
Children. Now it's time to name yours. Quit
I need
hair on and focus.
No, but like... We do come to a different path if we were to name children together.
We do. It's different. It's a different.
It would be. We gotta
assignment.
Do the 1, 2, 3 thing and see what happens.
I don't even have one for myself.
That's
I'm
nuts.
Hammers.
Would you come to a white?
Yeah. No. I think I'd go whiter than more Hispanic. To be
I
honest,
I think she would go whiter too. I'm getting white vibes.
Yeah, I want my son to get a job on a resume.
Can I say something
am I a
that
bad
is
mom?
Borderline me drunk?
Jorge on it.
Me drunk, you don't seem, you are Puerto Rican, obviously, in your everything that you do, but you are white in your name.
Yeah. Well, that's what Puerto Ricans do. They name their kids white names so they could be successful.
Your mom,
Sarah Weinchenk.
You think I'd call it, and if I said, oh, my name is Maricelli, can I have a job? They'd be like,
is
no, she don't want to work.
But do you think like
my
in
dad's
like
white,
20
his name's
years,
Jeff.
It's gonna
right, your dad's white, and his name's Jeff, so I'm your dad in this scenario.
Ugh.
No, I just mean in terms of
things got
demographic.
Real.
Okay.
So I'm saying, like, son. I have to go, like, either your mom doesn't care about names.
Can I see a list of boys' names?
Yeah. You don't have something in your heart?
Yeah, you don't have something in your heart?
No, I haven't had.
I said something that would vibe with Sarah.
I've never been with someone that I wanted to have a kid with until currently now.
I make
so.
Notes all the time about my children's names.
I said something that I
thought actually
would...
did see one that I like. Keep going.
Here's the thing I thought. I thought something would vibe with Sarah.
You're right.
And I
like
said a name.
That stop I, saying that, them aloud because I like some of them and I might say it. And you're all hogging. You already got Grayson, you selfish kind. Didn't you get enough with Grayson? Don't you have
not
enough?
The Grayson
can't, you
drama.
Take, can't you take your Grayson and
you
shut the fuck
stop
up?
Yelling at me. I was on a premature labor.
I knew Sarah would like it and I can deal with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I could call my kid Gray or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, your name's Gray, dude. Like, that's a cool name.
What is Kim?
What is Kim what?
What is your baby with Kim name?
It's getting tougher because we'd have to really compromise on something.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, truly. I'm trying to think of what looks
we
like
have to
our
think
baby.
Of something like biblical and strong, like on a...
Luke is nice.
No. Look who's there.
Who's that?
Grayson.
No, we'd have to... Kim, if I were to present
all right,
a name
let's just
to
say
Kim,
a name.
Okay, ready? We have to do the same game.
Oh, God. I'm just going to say a random name.
I'm just
going
to say, like, literally a pretty
you guys,
broad
quit
name.
Fucking around and say a name.
All right, ready? One.
I have shit to do.
Come on.
I got a baby to birth.
Just because we were kismet on a name. Doesn't mean you have to be smiteful and bullying.
All right, ready? I got the perfect boy's name.
This is our family also.
I got the perfect boy's name.
Okay, ready?
This is our family also.
Two, three.
Alex.
More Grayson.
I said Alex. I named it after my best friend.
Oh, you know, I was going to say Liam because I just kept seeing it pop up.
Liam, I like.
Not bad.
Liam?
We can, Liam Potter. Liam and Grayson Potter, the brothers, the half-brothers. Liam and Grayson get fucked when they're teenagers.
Well, Liam, I feel is...
Liam's
there's
hot.
No truth to this. We should...
Okay, I got to find one that means something to me.
Yeah,
Liam doesn't mean anything to you?
No!
Liam fucked a Liam.
Oh, now it means a little to me.
You and fucked a Liam?
I fucked a Liam. It wasn't
What's a Liam like?
Not great.
All right, I got my boy's
Liam
name.
Liam was a club promoter.
And it's going to be pretty egotistical. Ready? One, two, three.
Kimothy.
Wait, I have to do another one?
Is that what it was?
Is Kimothy? I would do it.
I was going to say
Kim
King.
If Kim came to me.
King Kimothy Potter.
King Kimothy. She's like a rapper.
King Kimothy
if
Potter.
If Charles died and Kim said... I need someone I trust to make a baby in me. I would let her name it.
I heard my boyfriend just choke on his drink in the back.
I would name it King Chuck. Kimothy Potter. If it was medieval times and we were in Kimothy a battle Potter. Together, Chuck.
My son like, Kimothy will fuck up anybody.
If it's Braveheart and like, what's it, Noctra something or other. And I somehow like I'm the general all of a sudden because you died. Prima Nocta, yeah.
You're gonna enact Prima
Nocta. I don't even know what you guys are saying right now.
Prima Nocta.
Anyways,
Google that, Xavier.
Heartburn.
Google Isn't Prima Nocta's Xavier. Check this out.
Not premenopausal popping up.
Prima Nocta from Braveheart. The king.
Have sex with any, the legal right of a monarch to have sex with any female subject.
I'm saying if Charles died.
Uh-huh. And that was your job.
Yes.
Is to legally inseminate us.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh.
If Charles
Joshua
and Zach-
Potter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Charles has passed, so you may go down the hallway and eat these girls out for hours.
Also, Zach has passed.
You must eat him.
Zach is also dead.
Zach is dead.
You walk around, I go... Oh, my friends have passed. I'm so devastated. I must eat their maidens' pussies for hours. Hours upon hours. And then impregnate them. Oh, I'm so sad they went to battle.
Oh, they God.
They left it in their will. It's prima nocta.
Okay.
Now, Josh, you must roam the hallways
Did
for
you
hours.
Name your child?
Yes. King Kimothy.
King Kimothy. I go, whatever she wants.
What's the daughter?
You guys got to do your daughter.
Stevie Rose Potter.
Stevie Rose
Potter. Yeah. All right. We need another.
Whatever the hell she wants. That's what I say.
I'm naming my daughter something strong.
We come out of the room and I go, whatever she says.
he's sweating. There's cum on his face.
This is so unhinged.
Prima nocta.
Is this an episode or is this an episode?
He comes out of the room. He goes, we shall name her. He's just wet.
Whatever the hell she says.
There's just wet and blood on his face.
Whatever the hell she says.
We shall name her. It is a strong name, I must warn you. And it is whatever she is. We must name her Big Clit Potter.
That's what you're naming her? You cannot name your baby Big Clit Potter. Go again. I don't like that.
Things.
I
That's
don't
why.
Like that at
it's
all.
It's because we went real.
Because we went, what was it? Stevie Rose.
Stevie Rose and her sister Big Clit.
Grayson Edward.
Stop making me laugh. I'm going to go into premature labor.
Grayson Edward.
Grayson Edward.
Grayson.
We didn't talk about Edward. I don't know.
Edward came from his soul, dude.
He didn't even
want
to really
name his son as Edward. He didn't want to say it.
He didn't want Edward by me at all.
And so Ryan asked him something.
That was me running it.
You got to be like, hey, I have a pitch for you, baby mama. You can just give me
John.
Edward.
Grace and John.
Grace and John's a little more palatable than Edward for me. Okay, thank God. That's better.
You can't unconsensually give a woman an Edward.
Is that our episode?
No, no. Yes, Grace and, you know, the brother and sister, Grace and
Grayson and Big Clit.
What's wrong with Edward?
Grayson. What are the other names? Grayson, Big Clit, King? Timothy, and King Timothy, Grayson, Big Clit.
Chuck's like, shut it down.
What's the girl's name?
Chuck goes.
Stevie Rose.
That's our episode.
Unplug it.
At
Unplug
Princess it. Shank, you know what it is. You know it's bad when I say
I'm on the road.
You
can you guys buy tickets to come see me on the road? I had the
Can you
Josh
buy our
Potter.
Tickets too? Please help us. Netflix is a joke festival.
Josh was doing his.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, baby daddy.
I got to feed both these babies. Come see me on the road. TheJoshPotter.com. I have no idea when this comes out. Oh, you're going to see also me blind and doing knife tricks.
Blink.
And,
drink. You can't.
I meant drink.
When you're going to see a lot of
when
me.
When I said blink, I meant
if
drink.
If you like this podcast, you're going to see a lot of me get cucked. If
when
you know what
I said
I'm
blink, I meant drink.
I'm going to get cucked to hell.
Stop telling them you got cucked.
I got cucked. In the next two episodes, I'm cucked to garbage.
It's garbage.
Cucked to garbage.
Watch the next two episodes to see how we got here. Follow me at Kim Congdon. On Patreon at Kim Congdon, this bitch podcast, the Kim Congdon takeover, my special childless MILF.
I'm gonna have an awkward.
All my show dates on
KimCongdon.com. Boyfriend now.
What? My boyfriend's not here.
No, I'm saying from the.
All right, let's go.
At Princess Shank, April 18th, this bitch and friends live at the Comedy Store main room. Me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings,
really
best-selling Annie Letterman. Jetski Johnson, you
dude,
know
she's
what
so
it is.
Jewish. She won't even let alcohol come in the way of the podcast.
I could have told you my dates too. I mean,
and
I'm
May 10th, Kim and I are at Netflix is a joke festival. This bitch podcast.
See my babies.
Live. Come feed the baby. Grayson needs your money.
Grayson and Stevie
Shank.
Rose. Oh my God, it's the perfect name.
And Big Clit. So don't forget Big Clit.
I don't forget.
All over here.
Timothy.
Don't forget King and Big Clit.
Timothy King and Big Clit. Big Clit Congdon.
Potter.
Potter.
We have to do ads.
Let's stop the pod. Stop
we really
pod.
Named it Island.
I'm going to call cut, guys. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Podcasting
Yeah, we can be done, guys.